talking about that. If you ever call him just a bullheaded pig.
You know, bullheaded, I've heard that expression.
Yeah. What about somebody you can't joke with about him losing his temper? You said he's mighty.
He's out of temper.
Yes. You might tell him, well, I was just kidding. I didn't know you'd get
mad.
And what about him? Somebody's about to lose his temper, you might say, well, just keep and say that, you know, you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with ain't so and so. She just acts a little. Nothing wrong with her. She just acts a little
crazy.
She acts a little crazy there, but she says she acts a little queer there, too. Be thinking about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Say you've been out working just very hard, just working real hard all day. You might come in and say, I'm just
tired, give up.
And, anything else you might say, give up, or what would you say?
I'm quitting.
Besides give out, give yourself worn out.
Tired, worn out, work too hard.
Yes. I'd say, of course, you've been quite well recently. If you're, you know, suddenly she's got some disease, you said, well, just last week she.
Not suddenly, is that right?
And then suddenly she. Say, of course, got overheated and chilled, and got me in a runny nose and all these coffees and everything.
I'm cold, first thing.
It takes his voice and talking things.
Of course.
He got like that, and he said he had a
cough.
You might tell somebody, like, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling good.
It's a sign to tell somebody else to leave. You want to go to bed or something. But there's a different name for it.
I'm just feeling a little bit. Oh.
Sleepy, yeah.
And
you
might say, well, in the morning at 6 o'clock, I'll
wake up.
I guess you're tired and sleep a little later now. My granddad, when he retired, he had to get up. He had to be at work at 4. I think when he retired, he couldn't sleep. He still gets up around 5. I think he sleeps about 5. He still gets up early. I think if I retire,
I'm at 7 o'clock.
Still pretty early.
Well, I don't always get up to stay, but I'll turn the television. Florida, I get today program between 7 and 8. And we usually wait till then before we start getting up to breakfast.
Yeah. See, someone that can't hear it all, you say he's
dead.
And if you were, say you've been working hard and you're out in the yard, so I can take your shirt off and say, look how I'm
inspired, sweat.
Sometimes it. You might have a lump on your arm or something with a big cord.
Boy, we used to say.
What about that? You know, when a boil opens up and stuff and drains out, what do they call that?
Pus, something.
Well,
you know. Let me give you a little example about 1928.